to avoid war. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. President Biden is meeting with his national security team today to discuss the possible Russian invasion of Ukraine. President Biden said last week he is convinced Russia will invade. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin agreed while on ABC's This Week.
I don't believe it's a bluff. I think it's he's assembled the right kind, the kinds of things that you would need to conduct a successful invasion.
Administration officials remain hopeful for a diplomatic solution, but are looking at options. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on NBC's Meet the Press.
We're going to try everything we possibly can to get President Putin to reverse the decision we believe he's made and to dissuade him. Part of that is the prospect of massive sanctions.
Ukrainian President Zelensky wants sanctions now, but Secretary Blinken said that could actually entice Putin to invade. The Ukrainian military reports that two of its soldiers were killed and up to five wounded in shelling by pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine yesterday.
Ukrainians on one side saying they're not taking the bait, that they're not firing back, and there have been evacuations carried out. The Russian-backed separatists who control parts of that area have warned about a potential Ukrainian invasion. They haven't offered any evidence, and certainly with 150,000+ Russian troops around Ukraine's borders, it is highly unlikely that Ukraine would ever invade.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kyiv. Portland, Oregon police investigating a shooting last night in a park that killed a woman and left five other people injured. It happened during a planned protest against police violence. A man has been rescued from a burning Greek ferry off the island of Corfu, and the body of another man was found. 10 people are still missing after the ferry caught fire Friday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Mecklenburg County, North Carolina sheriff's deputy remains hospitalized after he was shot during a traffic stop yesterday. County Sheriff Gary McFadden says the suspect started firing as the deputy approached the vehicle.
This is an officer that I know very well. This is an officer who has had dinner at my house doing Thanksgiving and Christmas, so this is very near and dear to my heart.
The deputy is in stable condition. The suspect was also taken to a hospital for treatment after being shot. The Southern California Police Department is in mourning after one of its officers was killed last night in a helicopter crash. Fox's Rob Dawson reports.
The crash involved two officers from the Huntington Beach Police Department. The officer who died was 44-year-old Nicholas Vella.
An officer that was truly dedicated to his job, that was doing what he loved doing.
Huntington Beach Police Chief Eric Parra says Vella leaves behind a wife and daughter. The other officer is a 16-year vet of the department. He was removed from the downed chopper in Newport Beach Harbor and taken to the hospital in critical condition. There was a procession to honor Vella after word got out in the police community about his death. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
The NASCAR Cup season begins today, starting off in less than a half hour with the Great American Race.
Kyle Larson enters today's Daytona 500 not only as reigning Cup Series champ, but the pole sitter as well, looking for his first trip to victory lane in NASCAR's season opener.
I've got a lot more to learn, to gain experience, to compete at the front all race long and really have a true shot of winning.
Larson joined on the front row by Hendrick teammate Alex Bowman. He's on the front row for the Daytona 500 for a record fifth straight year. Reigning 500 champ Michael McDowell is near the front of the pack starting in sixth. The Harley J. Earl Trophy is on the line along with an automatic bid to the Cup Series playoffs. Green flag waves in the Daytona 500 at 2:30 p.m. Eastern. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.